University of Jamestown faces COVID-19 challenges, looks to future, man injured after vehicle rollover Sunday near Jamestown. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The University of Jamestown made the difficult decision earlier this year to close their campuses and adjust to provide education through different means in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. University of Jamestown President Dr. Polly Peterson says they made the decision early on as the virus made its way across the U.S. to postpone having students return to campus following spring break. Dr. Peterson says their transition was helped by the fact that the university had already begun preparing for more online courses.
We were fortunate in that we had invested in technology last fall that allowed us to move to an online platform without as many disruptions that there otherwise could have been. So there was a little serendipity in that. So we were able to, you know, really help as much as we could in such a short period of time to get faculty ready and then for students to get ready as well.
You can read more about the challenges as well as the future benefits for the university at newsdakota.com. A McKenzie, North Dakota man has been charged with DUI after a vehicle rollover east of Jamestown just before 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon. The North Dakota Highway Patrol reports that 30-year-old Will Gullickson was traveling westbound on I-94 when his vehicle left the roadway near mile marker 267 and entered the median. The vehicle crossed both eastbound lanes of the interstate, entered the ditch where it rolled, and became airborne, continuing to travel through a fence and coming to rest in a slough. Gullickson was transported to the JRMC for minor injuries before being taken to the Stutsman County Jail. The crash remains under investigation. And North Dakota's death toll from the coronavirus has risen to 25. The North Dakota Department of Health reported Sunday the latest person to die from COVID-19 complications was a man in his 90s from Cass County who had underlying health conditions. That's the latest in your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.